It's hard to go. My microphone, I couldn't hear myself in my headphones. If I keep fiddling with this style, maybe I will be. Okay, I'm sort of hearing myself. All right. Anyway, yeah, that would be really bad if I can't get Dr. Feynman on. He'd be really angry with me. Let's see if I can wiggle this. There we go. Now I wiggled it enough that I can now hear myself in the headphones. We need to clean that contacts in that little switch. Anyway, we'll get Scott on here as soon as the music fades away, which is happening right now. Hey, Scott, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Okay, I had to fiddle with that little pot at the top of the number one again today to get so I could hear. But I'm good.
Now I have not been to the studio for a while. Is it looking good in there? Are the mics where they need to be? Is the board where it needs to be?
Okay, today I walked in and the miscellaneous mic number 5 was all the way up. Your favorite rope of lights is laying on the ground. There are 2 letters here for you. Other than that, there's no water on the floor and no dead bodies, so I guess we're okay.
You know, I have a question. Now, remember last week that pot that I told you I'm coming up on, the very one all the way over to the right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the knob that you messed with on number one at the top of that, is that straight up and down?
No, it's not. It's about halfway. It's not quite straight up and down. Now it is.
Now, it needs to be straight up and down, and somebody... That turns the station down.
Oh, really?
I don't think people understand. Somebody's touching that knob, and when I find out who it is, Sheriff Bales, listen to this, I'm going to break their fingers. Because they're turning the whole station down. I keep my car radio set on 22,
uh-huh.
And I get in the morning, and sometimes it sounds normal, and sometimes the station is turned down, and I know somebody's messing with that. There's nothing I can do remotely. And if I ever find out who's doing that, they're going to have to be a shop teacher when I'm done.
Probably the same person that cranked miscellaneous mic number 5 all the way to the top.
Well, you don't mess with it, because that not only turns the volume down in the studio, it turns the station down.
Yeah, well, I just cranked. It wasn't very far down, but it was down a touch, so I put it straight. And now that I know that, I will look for that every morning.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what were you saying about Dr. Feynman?
I was struggling with that little pot at the top, and I thought, oh, no, if I have the same problem that he can't hear me, we're going to have, all hell's going to break loose. But now I can hear myself, so I think he'll be able to hear me, too.
Well, Dr. Feynman's cheating on you. He was on Adam's show.
Yes, I know. He let me know yesterday. He's gotten in the habit of... messaging me, you know, video messaging me. So he told me yesterday. It's okay.
I don't want to be a part of that threesome.
Hey, what a great
refinement.
What a great interview this morning with Dick Cavett.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh, good.
Yeah, I listened to probably about 30 minutes of it. I really I like Dick Cavett, and Dick and I are pretty much in the same political genre, and how old is Dick Cavett now, do you know?
Definitely over 80.
Yeah, definitely over 80. I thought he sounded a little bit, like he was not slurring words, but he was kind of softer in his pronunciation of stuff, so I was a little concerned, but then I listened longer, and it sounded fine, so...
Well, I think he had just woken up.
Oh, that might do it.
Yeah, he's 85.
Oh, okay, 85, all right. Now,
but is he still not, though, one of the most articulate, whether you like what he had to say or not? I mean, he's quoting Shakespeare in that interview.
I loved, he said, what did he say? If when I plant the seeds of time, what will grow? I love that. That wasn't quite his exact quote, but
well, Dick Cavett was one of those guys who did give his opinion. So I don't know that I would call him a journalist, but he, again, like Sam Donaldson now, Sam Donaldson, when he was on the air, was a complete journalist. You did not know how Sam Donaldson felt about something. But now he gives his opinion more since he's not in that business anymore. But much like Sam Donaldson, Dick Cavett does give his opinion. But it is a well-thought-out, well-informed opinion, and that's what I hope people understand.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to him, and I've always thought of him as a pretty liberal guy, and but he doesn't offend those. Maybe he does, but I can't imagine being offended by him if I were on the other side of the aisle.
Well, I just, you know, he's just one of those guys. He is an icon in television, whether
absolutely.
You like it or not.
Absolutely.
And to dislike him for what he says, he's one of those guys in my world who gets a pass because of what they have accomplished. You know, he did interview all the players in Nixon. He was on the floor in Watergate. He did interview presidents. He had Rudy Giuliani on his show, as he said. So you can't say that the man is anybody who interviewed Groucho Marx and Alfred Hitchcock get a pass.
Yeah, I'd give him that. Not only that, but he's probably as smart as anybody that's been on television. He's smart as a whip, or sharp
well,
as a whip.
Well, that was always the rub on Dick Cavett, was he was
too smart.
Very, very well educated. I think he went to Yale, a matter of fact.
I think you're right. I think so.
Yeah. So very smart man. Gave his opinion when it warranted. But you know what? That's it. As long as you tell people that's what it is, I don't think there's a problem there. Now, honestly, the interesting thing about him being on this morning, that booking happened before Roe versus Wade got overturned on Friday, certainly before the hearings that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So what great luck to have him booked the morning after it all hit the fan.
Well, I think you said it right. It was terrestrial radio. By the way, what the heck is terrestrial radio?
Over the air.
Okay.
Like if we were an internet station or on satellite radio, people could say whatever language they wanted. But
I got
you. Over the air radio, you can't. Terrestrial.
I got you. Okay. I'll give you that. I was impressed with you coming up with that. That lexicon, or that wording.
Well, you know, there are a few things in my lexicon that I can whip out every so often.
I can't even spell terrestrial, let alone I have a hard time pronouncing it.
You know, I always sweat bullets, though, when I have somebody on like Dick Cavett, who I know people want to hear.
Yeah.
Since I'm doing the show from home, I always wonder how it's translating through the radio.
Translated just like it would if you were standing next to you, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because some mornings you've come in and said, uh-oh, it didn't sound right.
Well, it was coming across great today, both in my car radio and also at my radio at home. I do have a he said he was. You asked him about a Supreme Court thing, and he said, "Well, I'm not sure whether I want to call him a Supreme Court. I've got a new name for him."
Oh, go right ahead.
So if he comes on, you tell him that Glenn says he should call him a semi Supreme Court.
Well, you know what? This. By the way, if anybody wants to call in, go ahead, because my show this morning was all guests. I mean, I had Dick Cavett on from 9 to 10, and I had Neil Peterson, who's the independent candidate for governor here in Ohio.
Huh.
From 8 to 9.
I missed that.
So we didn't take any calls this morning. So if you want to say something about either of those interviews, hit Glenn up, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you want to say anything about happened yesterday, that was a whopper. Before we get to that, though, let's talk Friday, Roe versus Wade. Very interesting.
I have a hard time talking about Roe versus Wade. I think it's probably the most ignorant thing that's come down the pike. And how in the world can three of those new justices have said that they thought Roe was already established law and then flip around and change it? It just makes me mad. That's all I can say.
Well, you know what's interesting about it is I said this earlier this week, and again, this is an opinion not on Roe versus Wade, because I don't think it's right for, and again, at this point, I'll still claim to be a journalist, for me to give my opinion on Roe versus Wade. But what I will say is every church service, every news broadcast, every radio show I heard over the weekend, people were very happy who supported this overturn 49 years in the making. But I'm not sure that they should be so happy, because it hasn't made it illegal. It just kicked it back to the state. And from my understanding, there is no rule now, which means that a local community could vote this. So a community like Marion, and I'm just using it because that's where we are, but if our city council voted that abortion was legal, and they could now, because there's no federal law stopping it, then we could have an abortion clinic in Marion, which we don't have now.
Now, don't you think, though, that the state has a trigger law, I believe, that's going to go into effect, and wouldn't that supersede a local law?
See, I don't know. That's the thing. The way the decision was written, all it says is that federal law will not protect it anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it's illegal. So I don't know. I really don't know. And the state may leave it up to the city, and it may become a ballot issue. Clearly, DeWine did not want to go either way. He just said, I want to have a spirited debate. So if 70%, you know, because that's what I hear from the people who are pro-choice, if 70% of this country really does believe that abortion is okay, then it's going to pass on a lot of ballots, except in a very few states. So what's the big deal?
I'm confused. What's going to pass if 70% are opposed to it?
If they put this on the ballot, which more than likely they will, or the legislatures in these states vote on it, and again, just like I said last week, their main goal is to be elected. If 70% of the electorate believes that it should be legal, then there are only going to be a few states, like maybe Alabama, Mississippi, where it gets outlawed, Texas.
Well,
that number's true.
But I think there are 18 states that have those trigger laws that there's nothing they can do about them. Those are automatic. As soon as Roe was turned upside down, those were automatic. And so at least I think it's 18 states already. It's absolutely against the law in the state.
For now.
Okay.
But I think it's going to make them have to have the discussion now, because those trigger laws were in place because of the federal law. So I think they're going to have the discussion, and it is going to continue to be a discussion in elections. And in these swing states, if that number's true, listen, I'm just going by the polls I keep hearing. 70% of the people in this country believe that you should have the choice. Well, if that's true, then these trigger laws are going to be very unpopular. It's going to be unpopular to say that it's illegal, and the people in office who believe that are going to be gone soon.
But the people that are, I hate to call them pro-life because I'm not sure they are pro-life. The people that are pro-anti-abortion are saying things like, they're a lot louder and a lot more vociferous than those of us who are pro-choice, and I think they will keep screaming at the top of their voice, and I think that's why you heard a lot, if you listen, you said you heard a lot of pro-abortion stuff, pro-anti-abortion stuff on church
services,
things.
Radio,
yeah. And I think those are the people that will scream the loudest. And I think that's, right now, that's the way the votes are tallying. But I, as a Democrat and as a non-journalist, I can say what I think. I truly believe that this will help the Democratic Party, because it's going to make an awful lot of people angry, or it already has.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that if it's true, if that 70% number's true, then you're going to put a lot of politicians in office that believe it should be legal, and it still could. Now, here's the thing somebody said yesterday, and you know, we'll put this on the Democrats, because they have had super majorities under Obama and Bill Clinton in the last 49 years in the Senate. Why did they never codify that law? They always knew that it was under fire.
Yeah, I think that's true. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone, okay?
Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, did you hear the interview in the first hour?
No, I did not.
I forget what the guy's name was.
Neil Peterson.
Neil Peterson.
What'd you think?
Well, he's talking about that Roe versus Wade, and he was talking about pride, you know. And then he mentions freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you only have freedom
if
freedom is in his eyes.
Yeah, he wouldn't like my pride windsock that I have flying in my front yard right now.
So what are we supposed to do with all the gay people and stuff like that? Do we set a separate state up and ship them all to a separate state?
Didn't they have that as cure for black people back in the 60s? They were going to ship them to some island off the coast or something like that. What? How stupid. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just what churches did back in the day.
Yeah. Well,
you know, with black people, you know, say, you know, they don't have the mental capacity, blah, 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 to, you know.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, to discriminate against them. But how can you talk about items like that and then mention freedom?
What do you think, Scott? Do you think you should mention freedom if you tell them they can't be free on certain things?
Well, it's an interesting point.
Well, you can
point.
Be free on certain things as long as certain things is his way.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but now see, here's the conundrum. Okay, the conundrum is that we all have freedom of speech, we all have freedom of opinion, and we do have freedom of the press last time I checked. So the problem is, at least he's being honest with you. He's not in office. He's telling you, this is what I believe. So vote for me or don't vote for me.
Yeah, I would prefer that.
He has no chance, but, you know, you just can't utter freedom when you are talking about, you know, taking people's rights away.
I much more respect a person like that who will say, I don't believe in abortion, I don't believe in rights for African Americans. I would much prefer having a politician say that up front, then I know how I'm going to vote for that person or against that person.
And I know it's hard for people who are pro-life or pro-choice to understand, but that issue, there are points on both sides that make it a very difficult issue. And I'll tell you something. The first person I ever interviewed in my life was Bea Arthur. And Bea Arthur was very closely associated with abortion because her television character, Maude, had the first abortion on television.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she got a truckload of mail after that. And she thought it would be from nutty people. But she said that the mail condemning that show were from very thoughtful people who just believed that abortion was wrong. And she said she was pro-choice, but she said reading that mail made her think about there is another side. And, you know, I really do believe with abortion, whatever the laws are in the state, the community, nationally, there are two sides to that story. That's a very, very tricky story.
It's a tricky story, but do you realize how low the abortion rate is compared to what it used to be?
Yeah, well, and I think that's why if the number in this country truly is 70%, which is a lot higher than it was in 1973, of people who believe that abortion should be legalized, then you're going to see a lot of politicians who don't believe that way get tossed out of office because it's not illegal.
Well, and then there's Judge Thomas that thinks we ought to do away with the morning after pill. Matter of fact, I think he thinks we ought to do away with masturbation. So,
but that's not.
And there's states that want to prosecute women if they get the morning after pill.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if they go out of state to have an abortion and come back to that state, they want to prosecute them.
Yeah, but
you can't utter freedom. You can't talk about freedom when you talk about taking people's rights away.
Yeah.
Right.
People only have freedom if it's your way.
Right, but that's, see, here's the problem, though. Because, forget Republican and Democrat for a second. Throw that out the window. There are people who don't give a flip about politics, who don't vote, who could care less, who believe that abortion is murder, but also believe in the death penalty.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
That's not political. It's difficult. Because I'll tell you something. If you talk to somebody who's had a child murdered, literally a child murdered, a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old child murdered, they would tell you they want to kill the person who murdered them.
Yeah.
But that might be a pro-life person. So
yeah,
it's tricky.
And it does seem to be that a lot of people that are pro, and I'm putting this in air quotes, pro-life are also pro-death penalty. I don't know why that is. I think it has something to do with the religiosity of the questions.
So. Right. So I don't think this is really about rights or abortion. What I really think the underlying clause is can I tell you what to do?
Right.
Right. Right. But that's we do that all the time in this country. Let's not pretend that abortion's the only issue.
Yeah.
We do that all the time.
Right. And it's wrong.
Well, that's what
people's doing is not directly harming you or others.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Every county sets the sales tax. You don't pay the sales tax, you'll be arrested and put in prison. They're telling you what to do,
yep.
And that's set by politicians.
Well, I think we always will have that. I mean,
well, you're
laws.
Always going to have that. You know, the government has to. There used to be no income tax, too.
Right, but somebody decided there should be. Some people feel that. Do you know how many people went to prison by not filing a tax return because they believed the IRS is unconstitutional?
I bet it was a lot, but I don't know.
You always have that in life.
Yeah.
There used to be a guy who went on talk shows who wrote a book telling people, I don't file tax returns. You know what?
Yeah,
he died
remember
in
that.
Prison.
Now, I truly believe that people have to think about what you just brought up there, Scott. Freedom, none of us are free. We have laws. If we didn't have laws, then we would be free. But there would be a lot of people killing other people on the street and stuff like that. But we have laws, and laws are telling you what you can and cannot do.
Like,
so.
I can't go on your property. That's a law.
Yeah.
That is right there with abortion and same-sex.
Well, you can go on his property. The other thing is you can get cited for trespass, and they take it to court and knock it down to...
Oh, heck no.
Nothing.
If Scott comes on my property, I'm shooting him.
Well, that's in Texas.
Well, I'm sorry. Now, here's another thing. So, somebody who comes in, now just think about this, and I know it's hard to think about, but somebody who comes in and says, okay, we should not tell people what to do. Abortion should be people's choice. Now, people want guns outlawed. Those same people want certain guns outlawed. Now, wait a second. Freedom or not?
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot of people want total guns outlawed. There are certain types of weapons that should be outlawed. Look what happened back in the 30s.
Right, but abortion is not...
You know, with the Tommy guns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not allowed to have hand grenades. You're not allowed to have, you know, military cannons and stuff like
tanks,
that.
Yeah.
You know, but you are allowed to have arms. You know, a pistol, a rifle, not an AK-47, one that shoots 100 rounds. You know, it's designed for military use. There's no reason why those guns need to be sold.
Right.
And there are people on the pro, and again, I'm just arguing the opposite point here. There are people on the pro-life side who feel, why do this? There are families waiting for adoption. There are groups that will help you if you raise the kid. We are not...
Well, that's how they should drop the abortion rate even further, is not make it illegal to have abortion, but there should be programs designed to encourage women having abortion to enter the program give the child up for adoption, you know, if it happened during the rape, have the child put it up for adoption. So what if you give the, you know, the woman a little bit of something to, you know, that's the right way to handle it, not say no, you can't.
I think Dick Cavett said this morning is perfect. I don't recognize my country anymore.
Oh, it's hard to.
Yeah, it is.
And look at Trump.
You know, I think you
can't recognize a country after somebody like him has got elected, and what he has done in office, and politicians aren't willing to make him pay the piper for anything he does. I don't recognize the country.
Yeah. That's what Dick said.
Where are we living?
Oh, well.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out, I guess.
Have you seen now where you think there's enough to indict?
I knew that question was going to come up this morning after yesterday. You mean Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. That testimony, and I watched it from bell to bell yesterday. What I will say is this. If I was Donald Trump, I would be worried an indictment's coming down the road. Because I'll tell you, what she said, again, it's tough because even though it was under oath, there wasn't a lot of evidence to corroborate that I saw. But the evidence that I did see of a law being broken was witness tampering.
Well, the only thing Trump said was fake news. Huh? He says everything is fake news if it doesn't agree.
That's fine to say it's fake news, but they do have the goods on that one. And so is there enough to indict him now? If what you're asking me, is there enough hard evidence? Why it hasn't been done, I don't know.
Well, now, we do have they've already started to put cracks in her testimony in that gentleman, and I can't remember his name, Arenado or something like that, who was supposedly in the presidential van at the time that the president grabbed for the steering wheel. He's now saying that is not true. But they don't tell you that she was just saying what she had been told. She was not saying she was there and saw it. So.
Well, what she said, like all the heavy-duty stuff from yesterday, choking the Secret Service agent,
yeah,
telling everybody to stand down. Unfortunately, that at this point is just hearsay.
Letting his supporters go through with guns.
Yeah, but we don't. Again, there's no hard evidence yet. There may be, but it's not. But what we did see hard evidence yesterday of was witness tampering. They showed the letters. They showed they had them. And that's a crime.
You know, I just.
Not only
people wonder how Germany ever got to where they did with Hitler, but the way that people still revile Trump, you know, that's exactly what happened then, and we're no better than Germany. It can happen here, and it's come close to happening here.
Well, let's
hope. Here's what I would say for anybody, if you really believe her testimony yesterday, anybody who believes that we're close to Hitler or that comparison or Germany would have to say we're not, because apparently, according to her, some extreme measures were taken to overthrow the government, do a coup, and it didn't happen. Because there were people, even inside his own administration, like this girl, like, what's the other lawyer who was saying, stop it, begins with a C, they want him to testify.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, there are people who say they will vote for this man again, who didn't do what he said. So I think the United States is okay.
But we're just lucky that there has been people step up.
His
you know, people like Liz Cheney and some other Republicans and, you know, some of the people that's on his staff, you know, some people did speak up.
Yeah, but just remember, we also learned yesterday that his cabinet, which of course they were all Trump people, they were going to put the 25th Amendment in. Those are his supporters. So, again,
well, they talked about it.
And Mike Pence,
there might be one man who wanted to do a coup, but his own supporters in the White House that day were not going to let that happen.
Well, thank goodness.
Yep.
And thank you for calling in. I knew you were going to call in today.
How's monkeypox? Did you get your monkeypox checked out?
I'm checked out, and I'll let you know in a week. That's when my doctor's going to tell me whether I have monkeypox or not.
Oh. Okay, later, guys.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, hey, that was some day yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, now you said at the end of the show with Dick Cavett, what other show has Dick Cavett on this morning? You could say the same about me. What other show has Glenn Coble on this morning?
Well, that's true, but I guess what I mean in broader terms is you know,
who's Glenn Coble?
We can talk about wattage, and we can talk about over the air, not over the air, and we can talk about commentators. But I want to know how many United States radio stations, satellite and or terrestrial, had a star as big as Dick Cavett on this morning talking about that.
Absolutely no one.
There you go.
And he was very brilliant on it. I mean, he was quite quite interesting. I liked, well, you know, I'd like him, though.
you want the best analyst. And I think if you would have turned on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, Morning Joe, CNN New Day, Fox in the Morning, I don't think there was a better analyst this morning anywhere than on WWGH radio with Dick Cavett. That's the point.
I'll agree with that. Now, I was wondering, when I was thinking about it this morning, listening to him, I was wondering, I wonder what Fox News is saying about yesterday. And usually, I flip over at least once a day to listen to 10 minutes of Fox News just to see where they're coming from. I didn't do that yesterday, and I just wondered, did you happen to listen to any Fox News stuff yesterday?
You know, a little, but I listened to a little of it. I did not stay on one channel all day long. I pretty much watched the testimony and then just peeked to see what people were saying.
Uh-huh.
And clearly, you know, MSNBC wanted to hang him, and CNN was just a little more shocked at what they heard.
That's the station I watch the most, yeah. CNN.
Yeah, and Fox, there really wasn't a lot of defense going on. A matter of fact, who was it? Mick Mulvaney,
mm-hmm.
Who worked for Trump, said it's becoming harder to defend
him. Yeah, I heard that this morning that he had said that, yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot of trouble. But what I hope, whether, you know, I don't know what the recollections were. I hope people understand, whether they believe it or don't believe it, this was a 25-year-old girl who stood yesterday in front of this panel on live television in front of the world on the front page of every newspaper in the country and other countries this morning and went against her boss, who destroyed her on social media yesterday. I'm telling you, at 25 years old, to do that, woo.
Every time I listened to her, I thought, she's 25 and she's that smart, and then I'd start to tear up.
Well, I you know, for whatever she said was right and whatever she said was wrong, took guts.
It certainly did. It took a lot of guts. And we need people like that. We should be proud of people, Americans like that. That's what America used to be in my mind when I was 20 years old. That's what I thought America was all about, having the guts to say what's the truth.
Well, this is what I've always said, is that whether or not you like Donald Trump, this was an employee of his, high, just about as high up as you're going to go. Aide to his chief of staff, and yet in the end, she turned.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I really think there is something different. I don't like the Germany comparison. I don't like the Hitler comparison, because I think these people are proving it time and time again that we're not that, and we're not that because of them.
I think the reason why our caller quite often invokes the Germany thing, and I do too, is because we are cautious. We are afraid that is our direction, and we want to keep it from being our direction. And I don't think either our caller or myself think we're at the Germany level, but I think we see enough similarities that we want to caution the world about it.
Right, but look at what we learned yesterday. We learned that people hated Betsy DeVos. She resigned while January 6th was going on. We hated Bill Barr. Bill Barr resigned over it all. His own cabinet was going to put the 25th Amendment in. Mike Pence stopped him.
Yep.
Mike Pence did cast the vote for Biden, even after being threatened to be hung and the president not liking him and turning him. Yeah, this girl was the aide to his chief of staff. She testified damningly for Donald Trump, against Donald Trump yesterday. That's what this country is. You can like somebody and support them and even work for them, but when the rubber hits the road, nobody wants to be a dictatorship.
I love the fact of where her office was between the Oval Office and the she was in between the Oval Office and the Chief of Staff. Hey, we've got a phone call. We better go
ahead.
It. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I agree with you, Scott. The comparison to Hitler is just ridiculous. And anybody that doubts that, I would recommend to read the book The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And you'll find out that we are not even close to the direction that Germany was. So, you know, it's an emotional thing. I think a lot of people don't like Trump's personality. I didn't especially like Trump's personality, but I found his programs to be dead on. I mean, our country was in great shape, as well as it had been for a long time, prior to the pandemic. And when the pandemic hit, if you recall, we didn't even have any tests and for the pandemic, for COVID. And he got that going. He got the ventilators going. He got the vaccine on a fast track. He did a lot of good things. He wasn't the evil person that everybody tries to make him out to be. And if you don't like that, that's fine. But, you know, Biden's not all that great either. I mean, look at the unemployment that... The first day put 11,000 people out. We got the border meltdown, the economy meltdown. We got Afghanistan. Crime is surging in our country. We've got a lot of problems we need to correct.
Hey, caller, we're down to 2 minutes. I hope you maybe call back next hour because we're down to 2 minutes. I want to ask you something here. Obviously, okay. A Trump supporter. What honestly did you make of yesterday, the testimony?
You know what? I'm hearing an awful lot of hearsay stuff. And, you know, and hearsay, to me, is not important. I don't, you know, until you have hard evidence, you know, that's what counts. Just a lot of people giving opinions and my feelings were hurt or, you know, I felt this, I felt that. That doesn't hold up in court as far as I'm concerned.
What about the witness tampering at the end? Where they showed that they have the messages.
I'd have to read up on that, so I don't really have an opinion on that. I haven't listened to every minute of it. But what
I would look at that. Because, again, I'm with you. What she said yesterday, a lot of it was hearsay. She said it under oath. Somebody could rebut it. They're already out there. But the witness tampering at the end, you know, the committee has those messages. And
yeah, I have a problem with the committee too, because they did take a lot of the people off the committee that would have been good cross examiners, and they kept the rhinos. And Adam Schiff is running that, and he's probably, in my opinion, the most corrupt politician in Washington serving. So, but either here or there, we'll see how it ends up.
Yep. Hey, we're coming up on a break. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
All right, Glenn. How red are you?
Huh?
How exasperated are you?
No, I understand why people... it's hard to admit you're wrong. and I think they will find out that they're wrong, and I think slowly but surely a lot of them are. And I agree with the caller. I think he has every right in the world to question the hearsay.
WWPH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
and then just
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
mean,
this.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. but at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that, and I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
OhioNotary.us is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio.